Hi there.
Hi everyone. Led by the light of faith serenely beaming. This line from O Holy Night transports us back more than 2,000 years to that first Christmas night in Bethlehem, where events were unfolding that would change history. Outside the town on a hillside, something miraculous happened. Let's read about it in Luke 2, 8 to 10. That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people."
Amen. In this passage, we would like to highlight three things: the angels, their message, and the shepherds. In this chapter of Luke 2, several times angels are mentioned. Angels are heavenly beings, always in the presence of God, and therefore full of light. Here they are being commanded by God himself to come down to the shepherds in the fields to bring a great message, an amazing message. A message that will change the world, change lives forever, and bring hope to all people. They meet with the shepherds, as God chose the shepherds to be the first ones to hear this good news. The Jewish people have been waiting for hundreds of years for the Messiah to come. And for example, Bethlehem was prophesied by the prophet Micah that Jesus would be born there. The angels didn't go to religious leaders, the Pharisees or Sadducees. They didn't go to the king or the leaders. They came down to those humble shepherds, probably rough guys from Batemore or very ordinary people, with the message that the Messiah, the Son of God, was born in most humble circumstances, in a stable, as there was no room for them in the inn. Nothing like how we would imagine a king would come. But God's ways are not our ways. The kingdom of God is an upside-down kingdom. The king was born in a stable, died on a cross to take our place in judgment, so we can receive life more abundantly. An ordinary life becomes extraordinary. And that was the joy of the message they brought. Jesus had come to save us, for you and me. From being totally lost to saved, from darkness to light, from ordinary to extraordinary.
This good news would bring joy to all people. It is for all who believe. This invitation has resulted in a movement of faith that numbers billions and spans millennia. Jesus' life, death, and resurrection brings salvation to us today. He takes us ordinary people and makes us extraordinary through the light of faith. As it says in 1 Peter 2:9, "For you are a chosen people. You are royal priests, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of darkness into his wonderful light."
Let us pray. Father, we thank you for that message the angels brought, that message which came to us, the light shining in our hearts. I pray for everyone listening to my voice to receive that light and receive life more abundantly. We pray for peace upon this world, peace upon Jerusalem. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.